So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Metzias b'no yubita ha-ketanim. Metzias avdi v'shevchasa ha-kenanim. Metzias ishtoi ha-re'elu shaloi. One is entitled to a lost item found by his minor children, non-Jewish slaves, or wife. Rashi explains, Metzias b'itoi kol shvach nurum la'aviyah. A father is entitled to all income produced by his daughter until she reaches full maturity. Metzias avdi shegufa kanu la'elomis. He keeps his slave's findings since he owns the slave himself. Metzias ishtoi rabbanu tekinu le'mishem eva. The Rabbanu granted him his wife's findings to avoid resentment since he supports her. However, the Gemara asks, Memneima amru metzias katan la'aviv, and offers two explanations why he's entitled to metzias b'noi ha-katan, his minor son's findings. Shmuel explains because b'shosha moitza merita etz la'aviv ve'inam achar b'yadoi. The son immediately brings his findings to his father without delay. Therefore, as Rashi explains, kesh megbiya l'tzarech aviv higbiya. We assume that he meant to acquire it for his father. This indicates that Shmuel holds katan less le'ischila nafshe midei raisa. The Torah does not grant a minor the ability to acquire an ownless object. He only has this power midrabanan, and so we give it to his father based on this assumption. However, the Gemara cites another ruling of Shmuel from which it seems that Shmuel holds katan is le'ischila nafshe midei raisa. There is a machlekes in the Braisa regarding laket, the forgotten stalks of grain that are left for the poor. Hasecha es ha'poyel yilaket b'noi acharav. A hired laborer may arrange for his son to follow him and pick up the leket. However, lemechtz l'shlish l'urviya lo yilaket b'noi acharav. If he is a sharecropper who receives a portion of the crop as his wages, his son may not take the leket, because as Rashi explains, asherhu v'harehu kabal habayis b'sod hazeh shalaket b'noi la'av. The father is considered a partial owner of the field, a man of means, who is not entitled to leket. Therefore, his son may not collect either, since whatever he takes belongs to his father. However, his son is permitted to take the leket, as Rashi explains, haben ani b'zeich la'atzmai. The son is considered a pauper and collects the leket for himself. Now, Shmuel rules halacha k'Reb Yosi. Therefore, if katan less le'ischil nafshei, he cannot acquire it for himself. Ki k'malaket la'aviv k'malaket avu asherhu amai ishta b'noi malaket acharav. It should not be allowed to collect on his father's behalf since he owns the crop. Apparently, Shmuel holds, katan is le'ischila nafshei midaraisa. The Torah does allow a minor to acquire for himself, and so ki k'malaket l'nafshei k'malaket. V'avu minei kozachi. He first acquires it himself, and he then may give it to his father. The Gemara gives two answers. Taima d'tanda didan ka'amar v'lei lo yisfirilei. Shmuel was only explaining the reasoning of our Mishnah. However, he personally holds katan is le'ischila in accordance with Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Rabbi Yosi ketanda didan sfirilei. Actually, Rabbi Yosi himself agrees with our Mishnah that katan less le'ischila midei raisa, as is evident from the following Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Metzias chereshet v'katan yesh ben mishum gezel, emnei darkei shalom. The Rabbanan granted an insane person and a minor the ability to acquire lost items in order to prevent disputes, and it is therefore forbidden to steal their findings from them. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a gezel gomer. It is considered true theft. However, Rav Chisda explains, gezel gomer midivreyim. Nafkemina loitzi b'dayanan. Rabbi Yosi agrees that it is only theft midirabanan, but maintains that the courts will enforce these rights. Clearly, a minor can only acquire midirabanan. Nevertheless, regarding leket, asu she'en ezecha kezecha. They recognize his personal acquisitions and allowed him to collect leket in this field, because aniyim gufayu nichaluhu kehecha duchi agra ledithu nilkit b'nai basraya. This arrangement is agreeable to the other poor people, so that their sons can also collect the leket when they are working in the field. Rechon offers a second interpretation of the Mishnah. The Mishnah does not refer literally to minors and adults. Rather, gadol v'samach al shulchan aviv zehu katan. A katan refers to one who is supported by his father, even if he is an adult who certainly can acquire for himself. Nevertheless, mitziyasu la'aviv b'shem eva. The Rabbanan granted his findings to his father to avoid resentment. Similarly, katan ve'ena samach al shulchan aviv zehu gadol. A gadol refers to one who supports himself, even if he is a minor, and he indeed can acquire for himself. The Mishnah concludes, Metzias b'no yubita ha-gedoylem, Metzias avde v'shevchase ha-ivrim, Metzias ishte shegirsha, ava b'shalei nosin k'suba, ha-re'ilu shalahen. One is not entitled to items found by his adult children, Jewish slaves, or divorced wife, even if he has not yet paid her k'suba. The Gemara cites a b'raisa, Metzias poil la'atzma, a worker may keep his findings. B'med v'ramurim b'zman sha'amal le'nachesh imi ha-yoyim adur imi ha-yoyim. If he was hired to do specific labor, however, if If he was hired to do any necessary work for the day, his employer receives the metziah. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Lo yehei ela poil. A Jewish slave is the equivalent of an ordinary day laborer, and his master should receive the metziah. The Gemara suggests three answers. The Mishnah refers to the following case. Hacha be'eved noikiv margolius eskinan, she'ein rabbi reitza l'shanoisi l'malocha acheres. Our Mishnah refers to a slave who is a skilled professional, such as one who works with pearls. Therefore, his labor is very costly, and his owner does not want him to do anything else, including picking up findings, because as Rashi explains, most findings are worth less than his skilled labor. Therefore, Rashi continues, I isrami, if it does happen that he finds an expensive metziah, shalaihu, he may keep it, but visham l'rabbi schar bitula, he must pay his master for the time. The Mishnah refers to the following case. B'megbi metziah imalachtu yaskinan. He may keep a metziah if it does not take time away from his work. The Braisa refers to the following case. Kugin sheschare l'lakit metziahs b'heichadomi, the akfi agman b'chavri. A worker usually keeps his findings as indicated in our Mishnah. However, the Braisa refers to a worker who is hired to collect ownerless fish from a flooded riverbank, and so he acquires everything on behalf of his employer. The Mishnah ruled Metzias Avde Vishavchasa Ivrim, Hare Elu Shalahen. His Jewish maidservant keeps their findings. The Gemara points out, Ida Isish De Cyrus, my boy Gabe. She goes free upon becoming an adult. If she's a minor and her father is alive, he receives her findings. Therefore, the Mishnah is discussing a case of where the lesser av, her father is no longer alive, and so she keeps her findings. Alternately, isla av, her father is alive, and when the Mishnah says harehein shalahen, it is hers. The Mishnah means to say lafuki de rabba, it is hers as opposed to her master. However, if her father is alive, it indeed belongs to the father. The Mishnah ruled, Metzias ishtei megureshes hare elu shalahen. His divorced wife keeps her findings. The Gemara explains that this refers to a case of where megureshes ve'ene megureshes. It is uncertain whether her divorce was effective. Therefore, although Shmuel rules ba'al achayv b'mzenyaseha, he is still obligated to support her. However, she keeps her findings because Metzias ish labala kihichad lo'itahav lo'eva. Acham granted her findings to her husband to avoid resentment. However, Hacha Isla Eva Ve'eva. Since he tried to divorce her, there already is Eva, and this will not undo it.